Dr. Bruce Trowin's office is located several floors above the Gates Vascular Institute on the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus. There he focuses on not only increasing senior citizens' lifespans, but also what he calls their health spans.
And as I say often, it's not about the years in your life, but it's really the life in your years.
Trowin and the University at Buffalo Center for Successful Aging will be in a better position to do just that thanks to a recent grant from the federal government's National Institute on Aging. They'll receive $750,000 over the next 5 years. UB will match the funds for a total of $1.5 million.
It's very gratifying. Of course, now the hard work really begins, where we can hopefully translate that praise and the funding into tangible outcomes.
The funds will allow Trowin, the center's director and head of the university's geriatrics division, to dedicate more of his time to bolstering the center's programs and research. This currently includes reducing unnecessary and harmful prescribing practices, assessing muscle mass and frailty through urine tests, and even using voice command devices to combat loneliness in older adults. The grant particularly focuses on geroscience. While geriatrics is the care of older adults and their diseases, geroscience is the study of age-related diseases.
Because if we can understand the mechanisms of disease and understand the mechanisms of aging, because normal aging predisposes to the acquisition, the susceptibility to diseases as we get older, then hopefully we can develop strategies, therapies to enhance our older population.
Trowin says this effort couldn't be more timely. Western New York's population is aging fast. 18% of Erie County residents are 65 and over. The national average is only 15%. And while 20% of the U.S. will be 65 and over in 2030, Erie County will likely reach that number by 2025.
So we have a silver tsunami that is already crashing on our shores.
Despite this, there's actually a shortage of geriatricians in the U.S. The American Geriatric Society says there'll be about 6,000 full-time geriatricians in 2025, but we'll actually need over 33,000 of them. Luckily, the UB Center for Successful Aging's grant will also fund recruiting and mentoring trainees and junior faculty in the field, as well as developing geroscience curriculum. Trowin also believes it'll take a holistic approach to care for our aging population. That's why the center's steering committee includes not just faculty specializing in medicine and nursing, but also engineering, architecture, law, and social work.
Because we want to deal with people. We want to recognize that it takes more than just focusing on the heart or the lungs or the kidneys so that we can really enhance quality of life as you get older.
Tom Dinke, WBFO News.